From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, a crackdown on Islamists is spreading to mosques and charities. That's making things even more difficult for the Muslim Brotherhood, which saw the president it supported, Mohamed Morsi, toppled in July. In the months since, the Brotherhood's top leaders have been taken into custody, and now mosques that the Brotherhood uses to connect with members are being shut down, along with charities that have helped it build popular support. From Cairo, NPR's Leila Fadl reports.
He asks that we only use his first name, Mohammed, and he constantly glances over his shoulder at the Cairo cafe where we meet. Mohammed is a teacher, and for the past 17 years, he's also been working with an Islamic charity here in Cairo. But just over 2 weeks ago, that charity was shut down. Security forces raided its office, took everything, and began searching for the head of the board of directors because he's connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohammed ran. He left his job and his home, worried he'd be arrested. Already thousands of people have been rounded up, some just on suspicion of being connected to the Brotherhood. Now it's Eid al-Adha, the Feast of the Sacrifice, one of the holiest days on the Islamic calendar, and a time when charities work overtime to help the poor. But Mohammed doesn't know how he can help this year. We used to support 2,000 families, he says. We'd give the kids school uniforms, a monthly stipend, and for the Eid, we'd give them gift baskets and money. We had hoped the political crisis here would not affect charitable work, he says. But now, people will suffer. These are dark and depressing days. Since the popularly backed military coup on July 3rd that ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, the authorities have been trying to break the Brotherhood. Using its vast social network, the organization dominated every election after the 2011 uprising here. Mosques and charities were major parts of that network. But those outlets are closing for the Brotherhood. Hiba Marayef is the Egypt director for Human Rights Watch.
All of these charities that are either controlled by members of the Muslim Brotherhood or affiliated loosely with the Muslim Brotherhood are now seen as a potential space for organizing politically by the authorities. And I think that's why they want to go after them and control them.
And they're doing it with the mosques, too. She says under the autocratic leaders of Egypt's past, the mosques were always tightly controlled to ward off opposition political organizing. But after Morsi was elected president, the Brotherhood began to send its own people to the pulpits. Many Egyptians accused the organization of using religion to bolster its political standing and control the state. Again, Hiba Marayef.
We're also likely to see a reversal and much tighter control of the mosques.
Recently, the Ministry of Endowments banned all preachers not licensed through Al-Azhar, the 1,000-year-old center of Islamic learning in Egypt. Preachers already licensed must now be vetted and reaccredited, and the ministry is shutting down all small unregistered mosques. The reason, officials say, is to distance religion from politics. So places like this, a small outdoor space for prayer, are no longer functioning. Preacher and engineer Mohammed Atiya shut it down when the new rules were announced. Many Egyptians support the new controls. They say it will keep extremism at bay. But 70-year-old Atiya worries. He has stopped preaching at his makeshift downtown mosque. He says he didn't want any problems as an unlicensed preacher.
Since there is a decision, whether I agree or I not agree, I should obey. This is regulations. I told you I am an old man.
But he says what's happening is wrong. The mosque is for all Muslims, not just for the state. He says the military-backed government is enforcing stricter regulations than ever before, even during the reign of ousted autocrat Hosni Mubarak.
They're afraid of the popularity of Muslim brothers. You know, Muslim brothers, it is not a group, but it is an idea. And this idea is very difficult to be taken from the hearts of the people. Very difficult. في ظروف النزاعات لا ينبغي أن إمام المسجد
Atiyah says when there is a conflict in society, the imam of a mosque should never take sides, because those who pray behind the preacher are from both sides of the conflict, so one side will be angered and the instability will grow. All those who pray at the mosques are Muslims, he says, adding, the authorities shouldn't have a monopoly on God, nor should anyone else. Leila Fadl, NPR News, Cairo.